Welcome to Women's Watch Show with me, Clara Chizabakrumbug. From what seems to be a fairy tale story to fighting for her freedom. Joining me today is the Princess of Qatar. She'll be giving us insight to her life and that of her kids since her separation with the Prince of Qatar.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's really lovely to see you. You are a sight to behold.
Thank you. I'm very delighted and very grateful to be here.
Well, let's get to it. What attracted me first, not just your personality, is first of all the press. There's a press release that happened in Paris, and you wrote something on Instagram, and I quote, you said, I have been struggling with posting this article of mine on Instagram, but after getting so many messages of support and how so many parents are in the same situation, I decided to share my story. Right. Was this story to share?
Well, the story is, of course, I separated from my ex-husband, and we have children that are in between us, which is rather difficult when two people separate. So there's been a lot of articles in the press because the custody is going on right now. So I decided after a few years, it's time to speak up. It's time to let people know that, you know, it's not all glam and perfect, that I do also struggle and I go through things, and it's been difficult, and not just for me, but for the children.
But why did you decide to tell the story now?
You know, it's been so many years, and we're in the final stages of the court.
Right.
My twin daughters are turning 18. So it's about time to share. And like I say, on Instagram, I get quite a lot of messages of women who are either stuck in a marriage or controlled by the husband, especially coming from the Middle East. When you mix two different cultures, it's a little hard to adapt.
Right, yeah.
So I get a lot of messages like, please, could you help me? My husband took my child, or, you know, I'm stuck here. What can I do? And
do you think you're getting close to really having freedom? I mean, because the question here is that there's something I actually asked you before the first time we met. I said, what is it that you want? What is it that, aside from you getting custody of your children,
right,
what is it that you want?
The most important thing for me is freedom. Being able to walk out, being able to do things that I want to do instead of being just isolated and, you know,
in a golden
cage.
Golden cage, right. Yes. But I want to navigate these to, you know, the whole incident about your kids. How are they handling the situation? Because you're with your two daughters,
yes,
and then one is with him.
Yeah,
so
correct.
Why is this one staying with him, and why are two with you? And
well, this is the issue that we're having. My two daughters, they're twins.
Right.
Wanted to live with me, and he cut contact with them. It's like a punishment.
Wow.
So it's very sad because, you know, children need both parents.
Exactly.
And the little one is not allowed to talk to me, which makes me extremely sad. Because it's, you know, she gets a lot of material things from her father, and it's almost like manipulation, blackmail.
Right.
Which is very sad because I miss my daughter dearly. And
she's the younger one. Oh, how old is she?
Rima's 15.
Well, what would you say is the most challenging thing not having her at home at the moment? Because you obviously, like you say, you miss her, and you cannot really be that mom from a distance, that, you know.
It's like a part of my body is missing, you know.
Right.
As a mother, when you have children, they're a part of you. So it just feels like, you know, it's
is he a good dad? How would you describe him?
Well, we had some bad news last week, which I was absolutely devastated about. My daughter said in court that her father had touched her inappropriately, which is going to go into an investigation and hopefully, you know.
This is sad coming from a powerful person.
It's very sad because, you know, power and diplomatic immunity and money doesn't, you know, shouldn't allow you to be able to do things above the law.
Wait, what was your reaction when you heard this? Because me, I have a 5 years old daughter, and I just right. can't get it, wrap it around my head.
My reaction?
Your first reaction?
Well, the maids were there to pretty much catch me because I was so upset. It came in as a text because she hadn't shared it with me. She shared it in court. So I was just, you know, feeling of guilt, feeling of not being there, not protecting her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is really shocking to hear, but in your years of being married to him, did you ever sense the man he is today that does not give this compassion, that does not want to have freedom? Has he always been like this?
You know, if I can be honest, people always say we need money, we need money. I think money is actually quite a curse because it isolates you from a lot of people. You know, you always have somebody around. It's a different world.
Yeah. Well, that's quite interesting coming from someone who has it all, you know?
And well, you know, I grew up in a normal household. So for me, it was, you know, a completely different world.
Right. You're an American Polish.
Yes, I grew up in the States and, right. you know, coming into the royal family as an American was something, you know, completely new.
Can imagine. So, yeah. So was it excited in the beginning? Because this is people, I think when people see a lady like you and then you want to tell your story, first of all, you have money. Why is she complaining?
Well, I always get that. But no matter what level you are, you still have problems.
Right.
It still hurts the same.
That's right.
You know, whether you're here or here, it's still pain.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say, oh, princess or this or that. You know, I take my kids to school with my hair wrapped up, my sweatpants, you know, and my tennis shoes. So I don't always, you know, dress up and glam up.
It's really lovely. But you know what? I want to know actually how it was when you started with him, dating and then becoming the princess, because again, it goes back to the question of, you have money and you are complaining and you want freedom. You say what you're fighting for is freedom. And I want to know more about that, how you intend to fight for this. But wait, we will continue that right after the break. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, the whole reference, the way people address you. You are rich. You shouldn't have the problem that the poor people have. And you want to share your story because as a woman, you have a story. It doesn't matter the status.
Of course.
That you have.
Of course. Yeah. You know, there's the saying, more money, more problems.
That too. The thing is that you were married to Prince Abdulaziz Khalifa Attani. Did I pronounce that very well?
Yeah, very well. Yes.
Well, and he has not paid. He has not been paying child support for 2 years, over a year plus. Am I correct?
That's correct. This is the reason why I have a case in the court right now is because I just think it's not just that he doesn't contribute.
It's unfair. It's not a money problem.
Of course. I mean, you know, these children are our children.
Right.
So he should contribute. And this is why it was in the press, because it's in the court. Mm. And I think it's you know, it's shameful. And I also get criticized that I want money, but I have to also raise my kids.
Yeah.
My whole life was just taking care of my children.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, so
people criticize you thinking it's because you want part of the money.
I'm just asking what was owed.
But as well, you know, remember what we said, what I told you the first time we met? I said, for the fact that you married him, you deserve whatever you're asking for.
Exactly.
And you have his children, so you deserve it.
I agree with you.
So, and it is okay, it is your story to tell.
You know, in a lot of marriages, there's either the husband is very generous and very nice, or it's the opposite. For me, unfortunately, it's the opposite. And Sheikh Abdulaziz, I think, likes to control me through the children.
Right.
Which, again, I think it's not very polite, and it only hurts them.
So do you think he wants you back, or he wants to have all of you in the same room?
I can't answer that. That's for him to answer.
Yes. Because he must really be doing it for a reason, just to punish you, or just like, if you come back, everything is going to be okay. But like you say, it is for him to answer.
That's right.
Well, you know what also really baffles me, or what I keep thinking about, how was it like being married to him in the beginning? Because we want to hear the love story. Because it used to be a fairy tale.
Well, yes, it actually was. I went to Paris by accident. It was a break from my university. And I was a third wheel of my friend who was dating a French banker, I believe. And he said, I have to pass by my client's house to get some paperwork signed. I said, okay. So we went to this house, which was absolutely stunning. And he revealed, this is the Prince of Qatar. Mm. Now, 20 years ago, when you say Qatar, people would go,
ring it, but like, why is that? Yeah, right. Exactly.
So we got to chatting a little bit, and we exchanged emails. And by the time I got back to Los Angeles, I had my box was full and roses and everything. So it was a very nice courtship.
Yes, okay. There was a good time in it.
Beautiful.
Yes. Well, we give it to him there. It's good to give credit to who he deserves. But, you know, at the same time, I really wondered what was it like, you know, when you were dating, or when after you when you met him, you knew that he was Prince of Qatar. Was it your love for him? How did he grow? Because these are the questions. Well, you knew he's a billionaire, and you...
I think he knew it before I knew it, because he's much older.
Yeah, of course.
But you know, when you get to know a person and you sit and you talk for hours and you get to know that person, there was something that struck me about him. Like, I wanted to take care of him. I wanted to be there for him, because I think he's lonely. You know, it's lonely at the top.
It's lonely at the top.
So,
that's a big word.
You know, it was a part of me wanting to take care of him and make him happy. And
he was at some point. So when did you think that he became a whole different person that made you walk away?
You know, I think because there's such an age difference between us, and some family members came in between, and we just kind of, you know,
grew apart.
Right. I wanted to live my life. I was still very young, and I had my children very young, so I wanted to experience life where he was already finished with that part. Mm. So we were not on the same level.
That makes sense a lot. Wow, interesting. But now here you are, fighting for what you really, truly deserve.
Absolutely. I'm fighting not for myself, but I'm fighting for all the women, because somebody needs to speak up, because this is happening a lot.
Yes, especially maybe, do you think it's, because the issue is not issue of money. Do you think people in power, he's doing it because he's in position, he's in power?
And culture.
And culture, that.
Because it's not just, you know, people in power that do it.
So how is it like in Qatar? Where you, like, do you think that if you were to be in Qatar, you wouldn't even have zero? Or how was it?
Well, knowing myself, I would have something to say always. Okay. But, you know, the Middle East is still very different. Women are treated much different than men. However, that is advancing. Qatar is much advanced in other countries when it comes to that. Shahamoza did a fantastic job with bringing education to the country and universities education, where now girls are able to attend university and have opportunities to have degrees and, yeah, and different, yeah, types of education.
But women, do you think women, because this issue you are, this problem you have right now or issue, maybe also because there's a lot of men in this, in the, you know, in the high places rather than women, do you think that Absolutely. Is changing a lot in the Middle East?
In Qatar, yes, again due to Shahamoza. The other Middle East countries, I can't comment, so, right, you know, because it's not, right, not for me, but like I said, she did a lot for Qatar and for the women there.
Great. But your kids being princesses of Qatar, mm-hmm, how do you think this will affect them if they are to continue living here or if they ever go back home?
You know, I just want my children to always be humble. Mm. Even though they have a title and, you know, I don't think they'll ever...
Yeah, but no, they're not having challenges being that they have this title. Is the title too heavy on them?
No, how are they handling it? Because, you know, you're born with it. Mm. And I just want to raise them normal children, go to the market and, you know, right, be able to function as a human instead of just having, you know, people around doing stuff for you.
Mm. Yes.
So they kind of know both worlds.
Being able to be a princess and at the same time enjoy the
life. And be also a little bit streetwise.
That's a good word, streetwise. Yes, I like the streetwise.
It's important.
I think you are streetwise, by the way. Well, we will continue right after this break. It has really been very interesting, and we'll be back. It has been a very insightful one with Kasha. And I am always curious and I want to ask, which is why we are here, to the alleged molestation, if he was to find guilty of that, what do you think will happen? Do you think he will go free? What would you want for it to happen?
Look, when you hurt somebody, no matter who you are, what you are, you must,
yeah,
have the punishment.
Yes.
You know, I hope it's not true. However, when my daughter says it, I do believe my daughter.
Of course.
Unfortunately, it's a horrible story, something that really hit me very hard. But anybody who touches children, no matter
who
you are.
It's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
Well, I hope it's not true, but it came from your daughter. So it's difficult to say, I hope it's not true.
But exactly.
Like you said, you trust your daughter.
Right.
And it's your daughter, you have to take her word for it.
Yeah, and again, you know, the guilt kicks in and the shock and the just, it's I think every mother's nightmare.
It is, indeed. But you know what, I also want to ask you right now, if a lot of women, there are a lot of women who is going through the same, whether in the Middle East or in Qatar, they're going through the same thing that you are going through or you are still, as you've been through.
Sure.
What would you say to them?
Well, my advice is, it's you know, everybody has a different situation, but
sure,
my advice is you have to speak up.
Speak up.
It's abuse. You can't just not say anything.
Yeah, speak up. The golden, what did you call it again? Golden?
Gold cage.
The gold cage.
You know, for me, I when this came up, I wanted to do a platform for women who can't have a voice. Like, I want to be the voice for them and help as much as I can to get the story, to get them reunited with the children, to help as much as I
can. You should do it.
That's the plan. That's exactly the plan.
This is a good step because I think there are a lot of people out there, especially in not just the Middle East or Qatar, or I think in so many places around the world, they're still hiding out.
Which is very scary.
It is, yes. Yeah.
Because it damages the children very much.
It does, indeed. How are your kids? How are they doing?
The kids are good. You know, I have a very close relationship with my daughters. Yes.
I see.
You know, so they're able to come talk to me. Of course, this was a very difficult subject, so.
Do they know about their dad, how he is, or?
Yes, of course.
This is really difficult to have the knowledge of who you are and who, you know, your father can be and all of that.
So yes,
it's challenging.
That's correct.
Well, there was something you actually mentioned, that you have to go to the length of selling some of your things to be able to take care of your kids, and which is why you want to get what you truly deserve for your children.
Of course.
Yes.
This is something my children deserve. It's not something that's, you know, made up or, you know, out of the blue. For instance, in America, if the father doesn't pay child support, he goes to prison, or they take it from the check.
Yeah.
You know, so I just don't think it was fair just to cut
child support,
the children, because, again, it just affects them.
That's right.
You know, and as a mother, I will do anything to take care of them.
Which is why you sold some of your jewelry.
I did.
And
you
people
know?
Will say she has a lot of them, but
it's not important.
Yes, not the
I
point.
I didn't have the children myself, and like I said, you know, if I had not married him and finished university and had a job and be able to work, I wouldn't have a problem. But my job was taking care of my family.
Yes. Yes. This is a lot. Well, if he was to be watching this, or if he is watching it right now, what would you say to him?
I would just ask him to have compassion and to put himself in other people's places.
Yeah.
Feel what others feel, because I think the Sheikh lacks a little bit of that.
Okay. Yeah, so he needs to feel. Compassion. Have compassion. We
Absolutely.
All ask you to have compassion.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you for sharing your story. You know what? It's really been interesting. And I want to play a little game with you, because I want to get to know you a little bit more and get the audience to know you. This
sure.
is just a little thing to lighten the mood, because we've been
in a little bit of a dark conversation. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Okay, this or that game. So I want to first of all say Kata or Mabeya.
Marbella.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, would you go?
Better weather.
Okay. Okay. Would you go for money or love?
Love.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Knowing what I know now, absolutely.
Good. Good answer. Good answer. Well, this one is a very tricky one. Same age peer group for a partner, or older age?
I think it just depends on the people
age
and the character. Age is not a number, you know? Mm. I mean,
it's just a number, right?
It's the way you get along and the way you are.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter?
I don't think that matters.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. Restaurants or eat in?
A little bit of both, 50-50. I like my privacy, but I also like to go and socialize with my friends. And
nice. Okay, sneakers or heels?
Sneakers. Definitely sneakers.
Really? Can you see the princess wearing the sneakers? Okay, sneakers. That's interesting to know. Well, it's nice to get to know more of you, because I would never imagine that you would pick sneakers over heels.
I do.
Thank you so much. See,
thank you.
We have a tradition here in the show, and that is to give you the gift to show that you have shared your story with us. And I appreciate it so much. And I know that a lot of women out there took a piece and say, wow, I'm not alone.
They're not alone.
Yes.
I always thought I was alone until, like I said, until I started sharing and my Instagram just started filling up.
It's amazing.
The same is happening to me. The same. What can we do?
How can we help? Yeah. So in this show, we have a present to appreciate you for sharing a piece of you, for really telling another woman, you are not alone. And this is a way of me saying thank you for being here and really Thank you.
Well, I equally thank you very
much.
Well,
this is a present.
Oh, this is fantastic. After Ramadan, I could have my cup of coffee in the morning.
Absolutely. So you take a very nice, beautiful coffee.
Thank you very much.
Tea. Yes. Every woman has a story, and you just shared yours with
thank
us.
Thank you for allowing me to do that.
Thank you, Kasia.
Thank you very much.
This means so much. Well,
likewise.
I also plead on behalf of Kasia. Please have compassion, and thank you for tuning in today on Women's Workshop with me, Clara Kronborg.